no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
And I finally found the time to get a report together and a bit of a sound collage of the historic electoral victory of the FMLN last Sunday, the 15th of March. It was a convincing victory for the FMLN after 20 years of ARENA in power, and it was indeed a humiliating defeat for the ARENA party. For the FMLN, it was a culmination of over 30 years of struggle, a very bitter struggle, of stolen elections, of fraud, having to operate as an underground, a clandestine organisation, of having elections stolen from them, as happened in 2004. And it's little wonder that as the results came out, many of the FMLN scrutineers had tears in their eyes. And this is what it sounded like as the halfway through the vote, and it became clear that the FMLN was on a winning ride. Amazing spurt of energy this gave us. It was after a long, long day. We must have been going for, well on 15 hours. Now, Sunday started for me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I had arranged for a taxi, picked me up at 4 o'clock. We international observers were briefed on what to watch out for and what we had to do. We were told that it was very important that we be there at 5 o'clock sharp to see the opening of the gates, see the scrutineers arrive, and to see the boxes being unpacked. Like most of the taxi drivers in San Salvador, he was an ardent FMLN supporter, and he turned the radio on to one of the church radio stations as we were driving over to Zacamil, where my polling booth was. And he was very upset and very disturbed. There was a running commentary on something that was happening at the Cuscatlan Stadium. There had been reports earlier in the week that busloads of people with Nicaraguan accents had pulled up in front of the town hall of Cuscatlan, presumably to get their false DUIs or unique identification cards. The FMLN is not allowed to look at the electoral register, which is out of date. There's said to be something like 100,000 out of date names on it, which enables the ARENA party and the electoral tribunal, which is stacked by pro ARENA magistrates, to issue these identity cards of people who are out of the country or dead. Anyway, there was a great consternation about this, that the police were not allowing anyone to come near the people in the stadium. And remember, it was still dark. It was 4:30 in the morning. Apparently there were thousands of people gathered there at this stadium, and the police were not letting anyone come near the people inside, which were presumably illegal voters. At 5 o'clock sharp, the boxes arrived and the gates opened. There were a few police there, national police, keeping an eye on things. And we went inside, and as day broke, unpacked the boxes and made sure everything was signed for. So able to meet with the other three lads in our contingent of international observers, and they were an interesting crew. They were all from, ostensibly from New York, but I later discovered that they were students from the same college in New York, but they were there on scholarships from other countries. One was an Argentinian, and the other one was, of all things, a Palestinian. He told me he was on a scholarship and travelling on an Israeli passport. But they were very passionate and keen to learn about El Salvador and good people to work with. There were the voting went relatively quietly. There were a few small anomalies, but nothing major. I think the main incident was the supervisor of the ARENA scrutineers kept trying to make trouble. There was a sort of committee of three, sort of like elder judges, who were there to resolve disputes on behalf of the electoral tribunal, and this guy kept little arena guy in a cowboy hat kept pulling him in and having hasty consultations. And his main gripe was apparently that some of the FMLN people sitting at the table were wearing a little badge, or the national bird, which is a toragos, just a little pin. It wasn't in the party colours or anything, but he insisted it identified them as being of a political party, which is rather absurd because there are only two parties running, and you knew which. And one party had even numbers and the other one had odd numbers, but nevertheless he made a great fuss about it, and there were telephone calls and walkie-talkies, and here's a little soundbite of what that dispute sounded like.
Vayan a ver, yo les invito, vayan a ver quiénes tienen el torogo aquí, solo la gente del frente. Yo los invito, solo observen y sacan sus conclusiones.
Lo que es el código, la prohibición que tiene el código para que no puedan tomar aquí, es un distintivo que está llamando aquí.
Esto lo es el código. Dele la cuenta, don. Foto del tribunal, foto del frente.
The observers, we had no authority to get involved. We merely observed, made notes, and delivered a report at the end of the day. But when things like this happened, we were called over a couple of times. We were called over when there was some discussion about, there was some dispute about someone's identity card, and we'd sort of sit back and look wise and pretend to make notes. But as it happened, there was very little dispute in this polling station, at least, which did happen to be an FMLN stronghold as far as the electoral politics were concerned. As you can imagine, by about 5 o'clock we were stuffed. We were a bit worried there'd be a surge between 4 and 5, but it seems that most of the people got their voting done in the morning, and we observers had a bit of an opportunity to chat with each other and get to know each other, change that sort of thing. And the day just seemed to go slower and slower and slower. So it was a big relief when they did close the gates at 5 o'clock and they started the counting. And I suppose it would have been about half an hour or so into the counting. It became pretty obvious which way the vote was going, at least at this polling station. The FMLN scrutineer at the table next to the one I was watching, he got a little bit cheeky and started counting the votes out loud, saying every time there was an FMLN count, he'd say it quite loudly, and then when there was an arena vote, he'd say it quite softly. It sounded a little bit like this.
FMLN. 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 FMLN.
As you can imagine, it probably the arena scrutiny is half crazy, but by then I think everyone was too tired to mount any serious protests or raise any strong objections. And then the real fun began. The next step was to get all the boxes sealed and again signed for, and probably took about another 40 or 50 minutes for everyone to get lined up in order to carry the ballot boxes triumphantly through the streets down to the town hall where they were handed over. And that march 4 or 5 blocks through the streets, we heard the FMLN in full voice.
Comandante Chavín!
that cheer that went up was for Shafiq Handel, who was the former leader of the FMLN, who narrowly lost the presidential race in 2004. He died about 3 years ago, and he was held in great esteem, almost reverence, by the FMLN and the supporters. He was a very distinguished, quite a brilliant man who led the main guerrilla, the main arm of the guerrilla movement during the Civil War, and then very astutely and adroitly guided the FMLN into being a political movement, a parliamentary political movement, taking it through the changeover from a guerrilla organisation. And it was said to me several times that night, many people said, "We wish Shafiq Handel could have lived to see this night." And then, of course, there's Mauricio Funes, who won this election. He's also held in great esteem, although his style and is very different to that of Shafiq Handel. He represents a new generation. A journalist, he used to be a television commentator, so he is well known to the people. More of a middle-class person, but nevertheless, the FMLN hold him in great esteem for the way he has led them through this election to this victory, and he is very close to the party, which is very much a grassroots party. And in spite of the difference in style to Shafiq Handel, he too is held in very great esteem. And the town hall progressed. They really got into the swing of things and, much to my delight, started using some of the chants that were used in the marches, the great marches of the 80s, when the FMLN was repressed and many of the popular organisations, the unions, the human rights, the women's organisations, many of the church organisations were heavily repressed. Yet they would come out and march in defiance. I remember in May Day, march in May Day 1988, they were buzzed by helicopters, bombs were set off, and yet there were probably 20 or 30,000 people out in the streets defying the regime. And even though many of the young people who were present on Sunday were probably barely children, or perhaps some of them were not even born then, these marches and these slogans and the chants have still not been forgotten. They're still current. The passage of time has certainly not erased their sense of history. This is a chant that I remember well from my first visit to San Salvador in October 1979. In translation, it means, "The people united will never be defeated." And it's a chant that goes right back to the time of Allende's campaign to win the presidency in Chile in, I think, 1972. And of course he was displaced by a coup a year later. But it became entrenched in the traditions of the Latin American left. You can hear it in the streets of Venezuela, of Mexico, of Argentina, anywhere in Latin America, you'll hear this chant, "The people united will never be defeated." And it has in fact become a song, which again I first heard played after a massacre from a church building in San Salvador in 1979. It comes from Chile and it's called the Hymn of Unity.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
El
cantar que vamos a triunfar. Avanzan ya banderas de unidad y tú vendrás marchando junto a mí.
¡Será vencido! ¡El pueblo unido jamás será vencido! ¡El pueblo unido!
So we made our triumphant parade down to the town hall, bearing the ballot boxes aloft. An exuberant crowd and the FMLN mayor ready to make a speech. They had the loudspeakers set up. There was a crowd of, I'd say about 500 people there already, maybe 1,000, and taxis sort of nudging and nosing their way through, and the whole place was just lit up. A few firecrackers there going off in the background, and then a very, very rousing speech.
I'm trying and defeating. Bueno, amigos, vecinos, como FMLN no nos cansamos de pedirle disculpas a los vecinos por la forma en cómo nosotros trabajamos y celebramos nuestras victorias. Cuando hemos estado preparando el aparato del INAI, del Arturo Romero, de la Doroteo Vasconcelos, se les decía a los compañeros.
He starts off asking who's here, and of course the crowd responds, "The Fuente," and then he goes on to apologise to the neighbours for the noise that they're making. But this is a breakthrough, he says, not just for El Salvador, but for humanity. It's an election that has been won not just over the last 5, 6, 10 or even the 20, 15 years.
Nuestros antepasados le cruzaron en combate de 17 días. Le cruzaron una pierna a Pedro de Alvarado, al jefe de los invasores.
It's a struggle that goes back 500 years, in the days of the conquistadors, when the indigenous people of El Salvador defeated Pedro Alvarado in a battle and forced him to go back to Guatemala. Which I guess shows a pretty clear consciousness of what the Arena Party represented. And a final serve for the failed presidential candidate, Avila, the Arena former police chief who lost the presidency to Mauricio Funes, and a call to the FMLN youth. And for the party to begin.
En la mañana del domingo 18 de enero, todas estas brigadas también fueron a luchar. Y les dimos una tastaseada a los areneros que hasta se acabaron las hidroclorinas y se acabaron las intestinomicinas y todo porque les dio curso. Pero ahora, ahora peor, porque esta mega tastaseada que les hemos dado este día no la vamos a olvidar jamás. Y menos Rodrigo Ávila. Y el pueblo sí votó con sabiduría, porque no votó por ese ex policía. Corrupto, asesino, amigo de los narcos diputados. Así es que tenemos ya aquí con nosotros al Grupo Energy para que celebremos todos y que venga la alegría, que venga la esperanza con el Consejo Municipal victorioso, Blanca Flor Bonilla, y su consejo el 18 de enero, Mauricio y Salvador, este 15 de marzo, nos disponemos a celebrar la tan esperada fiesta popular. ¡Que viva el FMLN!
So he said, let the joy begin and let the hope begin, and it certainly did. I was trying to get back to my hotel, and there were so many cars, camionetas, that's utilities and small trucks, driving around the streets, flying FMLN flags and banners, and kids and older people all cheering and singing and playing that great music. And I thought, oh geez, all these people, I should be able to get a lift back down to the centre of town to my hotel. Everyone was stopped. They said, no, we're going the other way, we're going the other way. I got it figured out when there was a street party in front of a bank, I think, and near the mayor's office at the next suburb along. I just walked for half a mile or so. And there was this middle-aged woman, probably about 60, or she was jumping up and down, and mind you, there was no alcohol around. It was like everyone was drunk, but they have the lei seca, the dry law, no alcohol the day before, during, or after the elections, which is probably a wise move. But it just looked as if everybody was off their faces. Anyway, there was this group in front of a bank or some kind of public building, and they were dancing around, and I was trying to work out which way to go, and this middle-aged woman grabbed me and says, she must have been an ex-guerrilla or something, because she's saying, "We're going to take Escalon. We're going to take Escalon." Now, Escalon is the, they call it Zona Rosa. That's where all the fat cats, the rich guys live. You know, it's like Piper Point or Vaucluse, you know, the North Shore. The exclusive suburbs where the people live and they don't know what's going on the rest of the country. She says, "We're going to take it. We're going to take it." And I thought, well, geez, that reminds me of the last days of the offensive, where they did come back and take over Escalon for a few days just to show they could do it. Eventually, look, she was so enthusiastic, I jumped into the back of a little truck with her and a carload of people, and we went up the other way to Escalon, and it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. As I said, there was no alcohol, but like everyone was on a high, cheering and dancing, and they had live bands, and out of the blue, the street vendors come out with snacks and stuff to eat, and it was just amazing, and they just took over the whole of that exclusive, rich, fat cat area. And I left just before midnight, and some friends said, look, it went till 1 or 2 in the morning, or even later. And various estimates, I reckon there could have been 100,000 people there. Another Australian who was there on the night said maybe 200,000. I don't know, it was too dark to count, although there were a lot of bright lights. And all the red shirts and the red banners, and it was just absolutely awesome. And to me, it was the culmination of those 30 years of struggle. They'd finally made it. And the other extraordinary thing about it was the number of young people. And as I said, you know, the history of the struggle has not been lost on the next generation, and you know, the majority of the people there were probably under 30, and I'd say a good half of them would have been under 20. By about 11 o'clock, I was getting a bit tired, and I jumped on the back of the truck. People said they were going the other way. And there I was with at least three representatives of the younger generation started chatting and talking. In the end, I pulled out the microphone and asked them what the FMLN victory meant to them.
Tanto poder que ha ejercido Arena en estos 20 años se acabe. Y me siento que con la campaña del miedo que ellos metieron, o sea, se vio que no consiguieron nada, que más el pueblo está más unido que nunca y que de hoy en adelante hay vientos de esperanza, viene un nuevo amanecer, viene cosas nuevas para el país y me siento orgullosa de ser salvadoreña.
Tu hermano, ¿ustedes parientes de ella?
Somos parientes, sí, parientes, somos hermanos, sí.
¿Y qué dices tú?
Bueno, feliz también, igual que todos los salvadoreños, muy felices por este triunfo para los salvadoreños y para toda la juventud, pues eso es lo que esperaban, un presidente que actúe con mucha energía y con muchos valores para el pueblo, que todo mundo esperamos eso y que primero Dios esto se va a llegar a concretar.
Gracias.
No, pues feliz porque puedo ver que ahora todos los jóvenes vamos a estar contentos, van a tener oportunidad de trabajo. Soy contenta y espero que todos los salvadoreños estén bien.
Qué bueno.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
El pueblo unido jamás será.
Well, what can you say? I won't go into a blow-by-blow description of what they said in Spanish, but basically they say they are seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, that they can see more opportunities ahead of them that were shut off or shut down by ARENA and its 20-year rule. They're really looking forward to the future with hope and optimism. And knowing Salvadorans, I don't think that it will be a naive optimism. Funes has a big job ahead of him. He has the loyalty of the rank and file of the FMLN, and you've got to remember that it was a well-organised network, has been loyal to its people through 30 years of civil war, and the people have remained loyal to it. Amazing, enthusiastic, hard-working, and I think the youth of El Salvador recognises that. The base is there, and if Funes, even though he comes from a different background to the older, longer-term FMLN leaders, they are making way for him, and he commands their loyalty, and as long as he keeps close to the grassroots, and it looks as if he does, and he will continue to do so, there is a great future here for El Salvador and its young people. This is Warwick Fry. It's another late night in San Salvador. I'll be giving you more reports as time goes by, and that's signing off for now. Still very, very excited over that amazing street party we saw in Escalon in San Salvador on Sunday night, the tremendous electoral victory of the FMLN, turning 30 years of history back on itself, opening a new chapter and a new future for this country.